your view is of Woods and Dr. Judy Woods' material and Reynolds? And what's your view on the Keatam case?
The what case?
Their Keatam case that Lee Part is bringing with Woods, Judy Woods, Professor Judy Woods.
I don't know what that is. So the second part, I have no opinion because I don't know what it is.
Okay, Judy Woods, Professor Judy Woods.
Yes, this I know her, but I don't know what this case is.
Okay, she's basically just saying the Keatam is basically about her, and Reynolds bringing a case which their lawyer Lee Part is spearheading. Which is
what?
Basically challenging NIST on their on their findings, and basically saying that they have defrauded and bringing a case on that basis. But Judy Woods, as you I'm sure know, is talking about directed energy weapons. I just wondered what your take was on that.
Well, let's do the directed energy weapons first. Sure. The Judy Woods theory. I believe very strongly that research should be carried out. No research should be banned. You cannot ban any kind of research a priori. I've always argued for a separation of a research sphere from a political sphere. And what I think of as the political sphere is what you've seen. It has to do with, for example, using 9/11 and the Roe v. 52 to get impeachment going. Because without 9/11 truth, you cannot defeat Bush politically. So I'm always in favor of a political sphere that is separate from a research sphere. For a lot of people in the United States, the research sphere is all there is. And
what
they don't
do you think of the directed energy weapons?
I'm getting to it. I'm getting to it.
Okay.
But the political sphere for me is indispensable. Now, I would never say that I won't cooperate with somebody because they have a theoretical difference from me. I don't think it's possible to talk about men from Mars. I don't recommend blaming it on the action of the Holy Spirit, but much as I like the Holy Spirit. But short of this, I would not have any preclusion. Now, concerning her theory, I think her theory is something that she has failed to prove. I don't see her successfully proving the beam theory. And I like Fetzer very much, and I try to cooperate with Fetzer on political matters, but I have not been convinced by the space laser or beam weapons or new physical principles argument.
So what about the justification?
So hang on. So I think it's fine for them to continue with this, but I think that you have to realize this is an unproven hypothesis. I think it is not wise, if they get a chance to be on television, to make that the leading edge. I would not do that. And you can see what I think is important is Angel is next and the 25 drills. Now, in terms of the NIST, it's fine to do lawsuits against the NIST because they're lying, so I would support the lawsuit. The only problem you have in the United States is any recourse to the legal system risks being futile in the broad sense because you have so many fascist judges. We have a fascist majority on the U.S. Supreme Court. It's Scalia, Alito, Thomas, and Roberts, with Kennedy usually joining in, and that's basically a fascist or quasi-neo-fascist majority. So I don't know how you can expect to get anywhere in the federal court system. As long as you're doing that propagandistically, it's fine. But I would not make that into something that eats up all your resources. So again, I would say they should continue their research if that's what they want to do. I don't condemn them, but I think they haven't succeeded in proving it.
Right. Have you read any of their evidence?
Just what was the last one?
I just wondered if you've seen any of the evidence because she,
yes,
she
I,
is
I
a physicist.
Yes, I've looked at it. And if you look at it, I would, again, there is the possibility of an unexplained residue in 9/11. In other words, it's not the case that everything has been explained, but again, the problem is they have not proven what they're sustaining, and I think it is unwise for them to rush that into the foreground and make that the be-all and end-all, and then try to say to other people that they won't cooperate with them if they don't share this, although I don't know if they do that, but I think you have to realize the political work has got to get done, because the overriding question here is World War III. So what are you doing to stop World War III? And the tactics have to somehow be in relation to this World War III question.